on the My Cordura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hello, hello, it's Dramas from Life as a Gringo Podcast. This clip is brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens makes it easy to stay protected wherever you go, like a restaurant, vacations, or a get-together with people. But before you go there, start at Walgreens. Walk into a store near you or schedule your free flu shot and COVID-19 vaccine today at walgreens.com/schedule vaccine. No cost to you with most insurance or government assistance. Vaccines subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply. Imposter syndrome, as defined by the American Psychological Association, is defined, and I quote, as a pervasive feeling of self-doubt, insecurity, and incompetence despite evidence that you are skilled and successful. So let's unpack that a little bit, using myself as an example here, kind of starting off. But as I talk about, you know, not believing people that like are interested in the podcast or giving good feedback, I've experienced so much failure in my life and in my career, and it's been so difficult to get to this place right now. It's almost like my brain is like trained to sort of just like not believe that I am good enough to a degree, you know? Make sure you listen to new episodes of Life as a Gringo on the My Cordura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So I got a call, a text on like Thursday or Friday of last week. Jim Gray, who I've known for a long time, Gray's sports reporter, said, hey, Tom Brady, he has a podcast called Let's Go. It's on Sirius XM, and you should listen to it. And he does. I've heard it before. I've driven around and I hear it. And he said, listen, there's going to be about 12, 15 of you on it. You all get one question. So that means you can come on, but you have one question. And it was really a cool group of people. Scott Van Pelt was on it. We've known Scotty for a long time. Chris Berman, Steve Young, you know, some reporters, Jim Nance, blah, blah, blah. And I was very honored to be even, you know, included in that, right? So Dan Patrick was on it. And so I was on it, and I thought over the weekend, I thought, okay, you got one question. So I never do this. I wrote the question down because I didn't want to screw it up. I thought, I want to ask something that will elicit a really good response. And, you know, everybody, my uncle was one of the last ones they went to. And that's the way it should have been because I'm, you know, I'm just a guy. And you talk to Steve Young and stuff. So at the end, I got there and I asked him a question. My question was, Tom, you have this great career. It's remarkable. And at the end of it, if the owners or a commissioner said, you know, Tom, you really always had, had a great career. You were so good for us. We're going to allow you one radical change in the NFL. You will be able to do one change. It could be a rule. It could be a CBA. It could be anything. But, Tom, you get to make one structural change to the game that you love, but there's currently something you don't love. What would it be? And Tom gave a five-minute answer, and here's a clip of it.
I think that what's happened over the last 10, 15 years, and I think in the, it's a great question, because the game that I played 20 years ago is very different than the game now, in the sense that now it's more skills competition than it is physical football. I think in some ways they're taking away a physical element to the game that was the only way at one point to beat skill, was to be tough. And when we played the Pittsburgh Steelers, they were tough. And when we played the teams that were just skillful, we won. And I think what's happening now is the way the rules are being set, I don't think that it's always in the best interest of the game that I once played. I feel like rules are being made. For example, the one, it's an example, is there the onus of protecting another player is now on the opponent as opposed to on yourself. So for example, my first touchdown pass, the 600 touchdown pass I ever threw in my career was to Mike Evans yesterday. 10 years ago, I never would have thrown that football. Because Mike had caught the ball, the safety was standing right there, and the safety essentially can't hit him the way that he used to go hit him. Because all the safeties now are 200 pounds, and they all cover. There's a lot of players like Ray Lewis that I didn't throw a ball between hashes.